We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Beat that, Bobby Flay.
Broccoli cheddar swimwear. It's a thing!
I thought they only fell from trees.
We have a judge, David, who is our judge, joining us today for the Weird News Roundup. Oh, it's Sean from Chanhassen. Sean, you in your car on the way home somewhere?
Just pulled off the road in the driveway. All good.
Oh. Nice.
How was the drive? How are you doing?
How's Chan happening?
I survived, slid once, but was able to recover, thankfully.
Thank God.
Good. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, it's not great out there. Sir, do you know how to play the weird news?
I do. I'm ready.
All right. I like that. Ready to go.
So it's you, me, and DJ today, right? Because Jerry's off. So you, me, and DJ.
Okay, you go first, Jer.
Oh, you ready for me to go first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Whose Vitamix is it? Cat is blocking owner from opening a Vitamix blender by taking turns sitting on it for weeks. This is a crazy story. Now, I don't know about a Vitamix blender, but apparently everybody loves them. One cat-owning couple was surprised to find out that their brand new Vitamix blender was their pet's latest fixation. Jessica and Nikki Gerson-Nevis purchased the blender on December 16th. They were excited about spending the winter making smoothies and some soups and all sorts of delicious things with their new appliance. Once the cats saw the box, their three cats have continued to take turns sitting on top of the blender box, making it impossible for Jessica or Nikki to even open the thing. Jessica says she placed the box on the floor for a moment right after the package arrived. Max, the couple's four-year-old cat, hopped on top. Soon the other two cats, George and Lando Calrissian, yes, that's the name of the cat, were inspired to do the same. It has been 3 weeks, she says. Since then, one of the three pets has been on the box at all times, with the others staying close to guard the package. So get this. She wrote a letter to Vitamix and said, I can't believe I'm actually doing this, but can you please send me three empty Vitamix boxes so we can put them on the floor so the cats can then go to those and we can get our Vitamix? She says they are absolutely infatuated with the box. By the way, I believe that is what happened. They sent her three other boxes, but... they have been not as appealing as the original Vitamix box. To this day, by the way, it's being, the saga has been unfolding on social media. Jessica and Nikki have not opened the Vitamix box and made one smoothie. The cats still own the blender.
Wow. Wow, wow. Smart cats.
Whose Vitamix is it? I don't know. I know, smart cats.
There's cats.
All right, Paul, you're up. Yeah.
Okay. My story, let them eat cake, but I want a divorce. So, you know that tradition after you get married and the reception and you've got the cutting of the cake and then you smear cake into the face of the groom or the bride, right?
I do.
So, pretty normal stuff. Apparently, a recent bride, asked for a divorce one day after the wedding in which her new husband apparently shoved her head into the cake after she demanded. She said the only hard rule she laid down before the wedding, she didn't want her husband to rub cake in her face. Instead, he grabbed her head, pushed her head into the cake. She wrote on social media, "I got married just before Christmas. I'm hoping to be divorced or annulled by the end of January." And the bride immediately apparently told her new husband she was done with him. She's been bombarded with calls from family members. "Hey, give the guy another chance." She said, "I left the day he did this, the day after he did this, I told him we were done. I'm standing by that." And she wrote to Dear Prudence, you've heard of Prudence, who basically said it's a red flag and she should push on with the divorce. Wow. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, marriage is a roller coaster, really? I mean, you're gonna leave the guy because he pushed your head into the cake. And now she claims,
I don't know,
she's claustrophobic, she was in a car accident, and that's why she asked him not to. Again,
and she specifically said the one rule of the wedding is that you can't push or you can't smear my face with cake.
And he didn't smear it. He just pushed her head into the cake.
Well,
and now she wants a divorce.
Isn't that a red flag on your big day? Your guy, and again, your makeup is done. Mm-hmm. There are pictures to be had. I know the wedding maybe is almost over when they're serving dessert, but I mean, this guy sounds like a real jerk.
Well, it depends on the cake. If the cake was really, really good, I'd say, all right, I'll cut you a little slack. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's just, I think this guy's sad. A jerk. I feel bad for her, and that'd be a red flag. What's he going to do next?
Okay. So anyway, I'm done. DJ, go.
All right. DJ, you're up.
Welcome to town. I'd like to tell you about a village in Sweden that is named, and it's the one that starts with an F and has four letters, and we all know what that is. It's spelled with an, the spelling of this town's name, which again is, it has an E at
F-town?
The end, but the
F-town.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you can call it that. The residents of the village of have decided to change their name because apparently when you write about your beautiful town on Facebook, it like censors you. So these residents of in the high country of Sweden, and there's only 11 properties. No. It's a little tiny town of, and it actually sits on the banks of the lake, which is in walking distance of another settlement, which is called Hump, H-U-M-P, which is found on the banks of Hump Lake, which is right next to Lake. And apparently the name has nothing to do with the word you're thinking of, Paul. And the name of dates back to the 1500s, despite its long history. The residents of still would like to change their name. They submitted an application to the National Land Survey of Sweden. They'd like to change their name to Dals something else that means quiet valley. However, according to the National Land Survey of Sweden, sometimes this can take some time, so it might be a year or two. But hopefully, hopefully soon, the village of will be no longer.
I'm going to go check that out.
I feel so bad for them.
People would keep stealing the sign, right? The town sign.
That's awful. That's awesome. Sorry for them.
All right.
Oh, that's really bad.
Should we go around?
Okay. Round the horn. Jordana, whose blender is it? Paul, what you got?
And PD, let them eat cake, but I want a divorce.
David.
Welcome to town.
Oh,
poor Sean.
Oh, well, you did make us laugh. Thank you. Sean from Chanhassen, I'm glad you're pulled over because you had to listen to all that. So which one's the weirdest?
Well, I have to say that your story, Jordana, it sounds like they just need a good mouse to run around in the house.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go.
That's a good idea.
The bride and the groom. I'm not sure if it's a red flag for the bride or a red flag for the groom. But,
yeah, good point.
That's awesome.
Facts. That's a good one.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
It does right. all have to do with the cake, I suppose. Yeah. I'm going to go with the third story, the village story.
Yeah. DJ nailed it.
Thank you.
Well done.
well done, Sean.
That's right. Sean, got any plans for this weekend?
We are driving our daughter back to Madison. Tomorrow.
Oh.
I have a freshman at Madison also. Well, is she a freshman?
She is her sophomore year, so... She's
she
at carpool. To get back.
Yeah.
Very cool. Just back is right.
Go Big Ten.
Well, good for you. Listen, safe travels. Mine's home for one more week, and then she's heading back. But safe travels to Madison. Go Badgers. Mine is loving it. And thank you for playing today, Sean. Before you leave us, why don't you share something that is making you happy today?
What is making me happy is that I get to bring our daughter back to Madison. She acknowledged, like that commercial where you search for the smile from the teenager, she acknowledged that she's going to miss me.
Nice.
That's so cool.
And you get father-daughter bonding time in that car ride, that 4 hours. Good for you.
Really beautiful.
Well
said. Oh, well, Sean, thank you for calling in today. I'm glad you got on the air. Thanks for being our great judge. Have a safe trip and an awesome weekend.
Great job, Sean. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.